And that's Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. Why are we playing Louie Louie? Well, because back in 1965, the FBI visited Juan Records to investigate the lyrics of Louie Louie.
Crazy story.
Nothing better to do. So, welcome. Good to have you all back with us. We are now going to talk about, which we touched on a little bit yesterday, and we'll be touching on in greater detail in the coming week as well, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, and what it means. Because I think that it was clear from our discussion yesterday with people who are within the media, nobody knows what TPP is. Very few people understand it, what's under it, what's in it, and why there's such a debate about it.
Yes.
So we're joined here in studio by Kevin Zeese, co-host of Clearing the Fog, radio program at We Act Radio. That's all it says about you today.
Is that I'm also a co-director of PopularResistance.org.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yes. You thought I lost my job.
I thought maybe you lost your job. They let you go.
Let myself go.
Let yourself go. Imara Jones joins us once again, host of Caffeine TV, an online daily news brief. He served in the Clinton White House where he worked on international trade policy and was an executive of Viacom. Imara, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
And you all can join us here at 410-319-8888. Let me just start very quickly. We have about 15 minutes in this segment. We'll do more in the coming weeks. But start with Imara, then we'll go over to Kevin. You know, we see the newspapers that I was reading this morning, Elizabeth Warren in an interview with somebody saying, well, the reason that the problem is that the president keeps saying that don't worry, once you see the details, that it's not onerous. But then she says, but we can't see the details. No one will show them to us until after it's done. So what is going on here from your perspective, Imara? Then we'll turn to Kevin.
Well, I think a couple of things. I think, first of all, just to answer your big, broad question at the beginning, is that the TPP stands for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It would create the largest free trade area in the history of the world. It would cover 40% of the world's economy and would stretch from the United States, basically everywhere in the Pacific. So the United States down to Mexico, to Peru, over to Indonesia, and up to Japan, and then loop back around. So you think of the Pacific Basin. And the point of these trade agreements ostensibly is to lower the prices and to improve the standard of living for everyone that enters into these trade agreements. And normally they have two aspects. There's a strategic aspect, a national security aspect. So President Obama is making the argument that the TPP is necessary for the United States to be able to check the growth of China and to embed China in a rules-based trading system by creating the TPP into which they would want to enter on the rules of the United States. And then, of course, there's an economic argument, which is far more fraught and far more difficult, which basically makes the argument to, in this case, the American people, that engaging in a free trade agreement with this large sort of global group of countries will benefit the standards of living and the economic outlook for average Americans. And that clearly is where it is more fraught. And, you know, one of the difficulties in these is the history of these trade agreements and the way that people have experienced them, particularly since NAFTA, where, for instance, you know, the United States started out before the NAFTA with a trade surplus with Mexico. We now have a $50 billion trade deficit with Mexico. And so the trade agreements have been uneven. And I can, you know, I can speak to some of them because I know about them firsthand and was there when some of them were being created. To answer your specific question about Elizabeth Warren and the concerns that she raised, look, there isn't a coherent agreement to look at right now. And I always believe in reacting to something when there's a real thing to react to. There are parts of the agreement that have been agreed to in draft form. Those have been put up on the internet, and a lot of people are reacting to those. What I think is going to happen actually with Fast Track, and we can talk about that, is that the deal won't actually be concluded until the Senate and the House pass Fast Track for the president, because he's going to go back to these nations and ask them to make more concessions now that they know that they can make them without Congress changing them. And so the deal the deal may end up being better than the one that we actually are hearing about right now. But specifically, there is no specific agreement to react to right now. We just know the broad outlines of what's being negotiated.
Kevin Zeiss, your perspective on what the TPP is.
Well, first off, the word free trade is a propaganda term. It's not free trade. This is rigged corporate trade. Joseph Stiglitz, the economist who was an advisor to Clinton and also in the comments of the World Bank, describes it as managed trade. This is managed trade for the benefit of the biggest transnational corporations. That's who this is for. That's what this is about. You mentioned Elizabeth Warren. I think that's one of the greatest ways to understand this. I mean, President Obama made a terrible mistake in picking a fight with Elizabeth Warren. He called her, described her like Sarah Palin fighting against healthcare, and it's falsely describing the trade agreement. Elizabeth Warren didn't take that. She responded. And since that happened about 2.5 weeks ago, Warren has been proven right over and over over again. One thing she said was it's going to undermine our financial regulation. Just last week, the Canadian finance minister said that the finance reform that Obama did violates NAFTA. Warren's around that one. She said it's going to force us to change our laws. Obama said no. Just yesterday, the World Trade Organization Trade Tribunal issued a 100-plus page opinion saying that our laws requiring that meat be labeled of source of origin are illegal under the trade laws. Warren wins that one as well. Warren said that it undermines our labor and environment, and Obama said, no, this is a special trade agreement. It's the best one ever. It's the most progressive ever. We have very clear, enforceable standards for labor and the environment. Warren issued a report yesterday showing the falsity of that. Going back to the Clinton administration, where Clinton said the same thing Obama said. This is the first trade agreement with enforceable labor and environmental standards. And every trade agreement since then, presidents and U.S. trade reps have said the same thing, and the facts show that, in fact, we don't enforce labor and environmental standards, because what's different is for the investors, i.e. the transnational corporations, they can sue for their expected profits. Labor, they can't sue. Environmentalists can't sue. Communities can't sue. They have to rely on the government to sue for them. And so there's no real power of enforcement. And as a result, there's been no enforcement. So Warren has proven over and over again she's right on this issue. And the real Sarah Palin in this is President Obama. It's like he hasn't read the agreement. He hasn't, or doesn't understand trade law. He even says that there's no need to harmonize these laws. How can you have a patent rule under the TPP, which extends patents, extends copyrights, really gives ways for corporations to profit immensely off the backs of people? How can you have that and have a different rule in the United States? Of course they have to be harmonized, and so it does change our laws. And as to the comment of your other guest, these trade laws are devastating to the economy. The history is much worse than described. We have tremendous trade deficits now. Every agreements resulted in trade deficits. We're talking about $1 trillion in trade deficits since NAFTA was passed, 1 million lost jobs since NAFTA was passed. The Economic Policy Institute put a report out about the TPP saying it would have a minimal impact on the GDP, would result in about the equivalent of a new phone being put on the market, and any results it does have as far as change in the economy would benefit the wealthiest at the expense of everybody else. 90% will see our wages go down. This is according to the Economic Policy Institute. 90% will see our wages go down. The wealth divide will expand, will lose jobs and lose income. It's a devastating approach, and I'm so glad that people are saying we're winning right now in the House. By the way, on fast track, we're 24 ahead on majority. We're winning. We can stop this if people get mobilized. So if they want to go to stopfasttrack.com, that's how you can get active.
So we only have a few minutes left. We want to come back to this and have a much larger conversation, a longer conversation that needs it.
I did jam a lot in there pretty fast, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You both did. let me very quickly. There's one question I have a way to get to, but how do we even know what you've just described, Kevin, if we can't get inside the document itself?
Well, there have been leaks. And the environmental chapter, for example, was leaked, and it found that the environmental enforcement is weaker than George W. Bush's agreements, that there's no environmental enforcement. And yet Obama's out there saying it's got the best trade agreement ever.
Imara?
Those are draft leaks. Those aren't the final agreement. And what usually happens in those is that these are the drafts, they're passed around. Actually, part of the public reaction, I'm not here to defend the TPP because I don't
good.
Know what's in the
TPP. That's good.
Well, I actually don't know what's in the TPP. You don't know what's in the TPP. We know what the draft parts of it that have been leaked. What usually will happen is that the president probably will take the public reaction to these drafts as well as fast track, if he gets it, to alter the agreements. And then we'll all have something to react to.
I can't let that go by.
Gentlemen, we have like a minute left.
I know, that's why I can't let it go by.
Just really quickly, but to your point, point, we do know that in the most recent trade agreements, the labor and the environmental sections, even if they are negotiated as the most recent ones, are lacking and they're not good enough.
Exactly. But that's the point. That's the point. You say, first off, you say it's a draft. It's been negotiated for more than 6 years. So this is a near final draft. And so it can be put out. We should be able to see it right now, be able to discuss it right now so the president can have our reaction and go back and negotiate. The history is when they get fast track, they screw us more. They pass. Obama's administration has been very pro corporate, way beyond any other country. It'll be worse than that. He'll make it worse, not better.
So I wish we had. Well, I'm going to invite you both back maybe within the next week to come back and really go at this in a longer, not just go at it, but really talk about this in a longer form for at least a half an hour or more, so we can kind of get into the root of this. I apologize if this was a truncated segment. But Imara Jones, host of Caffeine TV, always great to have you with us, brother. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thanks.
And Kevin Z's co-host of Clearing the Fog.
And Popular Resistance.
And co-director of Popular Resistance. Good to have you in studio.
Happy to be here.
And we'll come back to TPP because we need to learn a great deal more about this. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our engineering intern is Anthony Nichols. Our intern and day in history producer is Sianna Greaves. Theme music by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. And on our way out of here, we're hearing Fever by Peggy Lee, which was recorded on this day in 1958. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.
Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon.